Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Professional CPA with Van Monen, Seastrom, Meyer & Nichol, Brett Nichol joins us on today's program to talk about how you can impact your taxes before the end of the year.
Well, Brett, good to be talking to you again as we end another year. And it feels like every time we've done this interview, tax season means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, and it does even year to year. First of all, as we head into the end of tax year 2022, what are some of the big things from this past year people will notice from this time last year to now that'll be big changes for them?
Yeah, I think as we get in 2022, taxes, just like everything else, is a lot of getting back to normal, I guess I would say. You know, in 2020 and 2021, we had so many different provisions that got expanded, especially, you know, the child tax credits, earned income credits. There was a lot of, you know, aid out with PPP loans and a lot of different unique provisions that we had to deal with in 2020 and 2021. And those things have basically all gone away and gotten back to normal. So I'd expect that this year, you know, especially with those credits, people are going to see their returns probably change significantly from where they were at last year. Some people will see a lower amount from where they were last year. Some people might even see more, depending on how their situation worked out with all those credits last year.
Well, I know another change that's maybe worth noting, or at least starting to change, is there was some pretty big tax bills at the state level, too, that people will maybe pay attention to. Not that we haven't had some maybe incremental changes, but a lot more big changes coming from our state government. And that's an important piece of tax prep.
Absolutely. And we've seen, really big changes coming for the 2023 year. For this year, we've been in a little bit of a phase-in period where we've had small incremental changes for several years. 2022, there's not a huge amount of change from the year before. But as we move into 2023, there's some really significant changes. The biggest one being that we just get some good rate reductions, which everybody likes, paying less taxes. And then the other really significant change is there's been some real big changes to the taxability of retirement income, where at the state level, we're not going to have taxability of retirement income for retired folks, which is a great change too.
And we'll talk a little bit about more of that when we flip over to the upcoming year as people plan for that. But at the end of the year, one thing everyone can do to help their tax situation, charitable donations. Obviously, I think a big change from the pandemic is for a lot of us, we took advantage of maybe the on the top where we never didn't have to take out beyond the standard deduction. It's back to normal, so to speak, for charitable donations.
Yeah, that's right. The last couple of years, we've been able to take a little portion of your charitable donations, even if you use that standard deduction amount. This year, that goes away. So unfortunately, the only way you're going to take charitable donations is if you get over that standard deduction amount, which is still pretty high for most folks. And because of that, you know, there's a lot of unique things we can do with tax planning to try and work around some of that. As far as direct gifting out of IRAs, farmers can gift grain, donations of appreciated value stock. Some people will try and stack years or do donor advice fund type things. There's a lot of different strategies we can take with kind of trying to work around getting the most benefit out of your charitable donations.
Well, and one of the things that we talk about, especially this time of year too, is getting your ducks in a row, right? Most documents don't usually come until what, January, February, when it comes to various tax documents from the federal or state government. But at the end of the year is now a time also to maybe get yourself prepared, especially if you're a business owner or have large quantities of land. I know we've talked about that before. The end of the year is a pretty important time to get your receipts together.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we can do a lot more to change your tax situation yet in December than what happens when you're filing your tax return in February or March. Certainly, it helps to get a good handle on where you're sitting income and deduction-wise. Business owners and farmers especially, you can do a lot before the end of the year to change your situation pretty significantly. So now is a great time to just get everything in order and start getting prepared and thinking through where your tax situation is. And even if you don't make any changes, it's still helpful to know what to expect so you don't have a big surprise in March or April.
Well, and one of the reasons why we do this interview is to partially promote your business. Obviously, you guys have been doing this a long time here at Van Monen & Seastrom, Meyer & Nichol, but also the importance, especially as you get more complex with your taxes, of having someone on your side. When we talk about getting something scheduled and when we talk about, especially maybe for first time people, what in your mind is so important? And again, we're a biased voice, but from your chair, why has it been so important for you, especially when you come in and meet with new tax filers for the first time, of having a professional on your side?
Yeah, I think that, you know, as time goes on, we've just seen that tax law just keeps getting more and more and more complicated. It's a full-time job, honestly, to keep track of all the changes. And I think it's really easy to miss things that might be really beneficial to you. So, you know, as tax professionals, we're constantly working to educate ourselves about what the law changes are and think through how we can benefit people and strategize around those laws to save you the most money possible. I mean, at the end of the day, none of us like to pay any more tax than we need to, and that's the goal that we can help you reach.
So especially this year, especially if they're thinking about first time, they haven't been here before, what's the process like to schedule? What do they need to have ready to go, especially as they start getting those documents coming in January?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I think looking back at the year before is always the best place to start when you're organizing your tax information. Certainly start with your tax return from the year before. There may be some valuable information that that you need from that, as far as carryovers, refunds, payments, that sort of thing. And then from there, you can kind of work your way through it and see, you know, what income items did you have? What deduction items did you have? What things have changed? Think about what things have changed from the previous year. I think that's just really helpful to kind of go down the list and make sure that you have all your information in order.
Once again, that was Brett Nickel with Van Maan & Seatstrom Meyer Nickel in part one of a two-part interview. Hear more about the upcoming tax season in January on Let's Talk Pella. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBurlesque.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.